Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
John, what's wrong? Why you looking so glum? You got a 10-bedroom house and you live with your chums. You can tell them all apart by the wheelies and bums.
By the wheelies and bums.
Combine harvest day, you're singing to a bunch of groundy women. But the only time you're grinning is when exits are winning. Come on, John. Just sing this happy song and you'll be happy, happy John. Happy, happy John. When something's wrong, just play this happy song and you'll be happy. Happy John, happy, happy John. When something's wrong, just play this happy song.
By day, summer rising on a radio Devon. By night, womanizing, taking ladies to heaven. Drives a saloon, high end, I bought it. Cruising around, picking up all the hotties.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to play... Stick that song that's top of this episode.
Yeah, nice. Nice.
And then in the middle and then at the end.
Yeah. It's an earworm.
It is. Bloody well, it is.
Fucking hell. It's a complimentary song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very
cheer up. You live in a 10-bedroom house, you know your mates are the willies.
They don't actually know his mates' bums, but it didn't rhyme. We couldn't make it rhyme. Yeah, he probably does. He probably could, is what I thought. I actually went through my head. I was going, can I put this in, or is it a bit inaccurate? And I thought he'd probably... Yeah, but...
Well, we could ask him tonight.
Yeah.
Well, that's track one. Like you say, it's a teaser for what's to come.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of like, you know, at the start of a musical.
Yeah, if you like Willy's, sort of stick around.
Yeah. They outline the story. This is what you got to expect. There's some wheelies. 80% don't listen to track two. But that 20% bloody
yeah, love. Yeah, exactly. Sort the wheat out from the chat.
Exactly. Exactly. There he is.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, John.
How are we?
How you doing? Well, John, before we crack on, song one of the album has been made.
Today.
What do you want me to go? What do you want me to go? Yes! Yes! Songs about me are being compiled.
It's ever so flattering.
Whoa, what the hell's happened to Alfie's voice?
Did something happen to my voice?
It sounds not as crisp as usual.
It's bloody right.
Oh,
what about
easy.
This? Hello.
Oh, what's that? Cheers. That's 1-0 John Beer. Thanks for coming.
Do you want to hear Happy John, John?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Okay.
I don't know how you can hear it, actually. How'd you hear it?
Just share the screen.
How are you feeling, John?
Unbelievable. No. Genuinely, I'm just happy that we're picking up points again. Like we should have been before, but, you know, just happy that it's happening.
I need to look at XWeb. I haven't even looked at XWeb since.
Yeah, you have.
I promise I haven't.
Who the fuck is We Ain't Argyle then?
I don't know, but it's not fucking me, and I'm getting sick of it. And do you know he's getting sick of it as well? Because everything he says, everyone's like, oh, that is what Alfie would say.
Well, I
do. I have that little of a life. Well, I actually do have another alias, but so I do have that. It's not that one. It's not that particular one.
Oh, am I going to get to listen to Happy John or not?
Yeah.
Okay, let's
It's 5 minutes long.
I'm not going to sit.
So, is there not one bit of you that's feeling a bit smug?
No, on a serious level.
Yes, there is. Oh my God, I'm feeling smug and I don't support the bloody team.
No, hold on a minute. Everyone's too loud because I've been recording another podcast. Hold on a minute. I need to turn you down. Right, okay. Let's get one thing straight. I'm not a smug kind of person. That's not me. I don't like that side of life.
But do you feel smug? You're not being smug. Do you feel smug?
No. There's little parts of me that get really infuriated. Like, after the game yesterday, there was loads of, like, we've got Super Gary Caldwell. And I was just thinking, you know what? You don't deserve to chant that.
Mm.
There's a select group of people that deserve to chant that.
Us, Julian.
Gary himself.
Gary.
Yeah. Oh, Gary, you... Sing away,
Mrs.
boy.
Caldwell.
Oh, Mrs. Caldwell deserves it more than anybody. God, the torment she's probably been through.
Been through the ringer.
Shall I play this audio clip down the mic?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, but I want you... The most important thing is that you listen to it.
Okay, so it's for the audio listeners. 2 minutes, 41 seconds long. Let's go.
That's David's Numcock song. Sorry, that's the wrong song. The disgust on your face then, David. That's my Numcock song.
Why is there a Numcock song?
Sorry. Here it is.
You did that on purpose. You did that on purpose.
I swear I didn't.
Yes, you did.
That's a fucking, well, exclusive.
I know, I'm so sorry.
No, honestly. Not a problem.
honestly. Right, try this. No, I feel so terrible that I've just done that. No, honestly, I do.
John, what's wrong? Why are you looking so glum? You've got the temperature of house and you live with chums. I can tell them all apart by the wheelies and bumpers.
Can't play this for a match. Please.
At the end when you've won. Everyone's doing it.
Yeah, everyone's like, this is fucking brilliant.
Gary in the dugout.
Red Square Crier.
That is amazing. Isn't
it? Yeah.
Petering out now. Oh.
Woo. Yeah.
Woo. You guys are wasting your talents.
What do you think? Ching?
That's actually really... You know what? And this is not me taking the piss. That's actually brought a smile to my face.
Tell your face.
Yeah. That is Happy John.
Yeah. Play
that
this
is,
song.
You are looking at the song right
Does
now.
It make, will you actually listen to it when you're feeling a bit gloomy?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Because I'm thinking Exeter go on a bad run, we start playing the song on the pod.
I will be playing that non-stop.
And you're sort of just...
I think it will start off making me... The thing is, right, you need to use it carefully. because you actually want it to make me happy. Whereas you play it all the time, I want to, you know, not breathe anymore.
Why?
That's not what we want to do with our music.
Exactly.
Not breathe anymore.
What they want to say, you know. If you're listening, Craig, Scott, anybody, please add that to the Match Day playlist. Thank you very much.
Are they allowed willies? Shall I blit? I'll make a clean version.
No, they're allowed. They can have willies. Oh, bums are fine. Bums are fine.
Randy women?
Yeah, sure. What? Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. Let's talk about the football. Let's talk about the football.
Well, when I do my gig at the Heritage Lounge, can I play?
Oh,
it?
My God.
That's the only time you're ever allowed to sing Happy John live.
What's needed to play that song? You can have a drum machine, bass player.
I'll bring a drummer down for
the... Bring the drummer
down. No. Just play the instrumental through the speakers. What? Just how? Surely you have an instrumental.
No, I'm going to do it. No, I'll just do it properly.
All right, sorry.
But bass, guitarist and keys... Drummer.
But surely a minute song is not... You're not going to come all the way down to just do
not
a minute
song. Not doing a minute song, I'm doing a set.
I'm doing a two-hour set.
About John.
About you.
But how many more songs
Oh my
are
God,
be
yeah, the whole album.
Are you actually going to do a whole album about me? Okay, so it's just for the people, because obviously people are going to be hooked after... bless me. After that. What's to come for people that want to?
Do you want to hear the set? Hear the track list?
Yeah, have you got all the names? Yeah,
of course. Sort of work in progress.
Okay, well, hit and miss.
TBC, but this is roughly.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got Happy John top. What's that? Is this the one that's expected to go? If you were
that's
to
our single.
It?
That's
yeah,
our
be,
single.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, it's a bit more accessible.
Track two is Exeter City. Yeah.
Okay. Don't like the name. No.
I knew you'd be like this, judging us.
No, it's not. It's not. You're the creative director.
Exeter City, Exclamation mark.
Just don't know. I don't understand where it's come from. But okay, carry on.
Track three is the boardroom.
Oh, and the boardroom. Yeah, like that.
So it goes a bit dark there.
Why is that dark?
Well, it does.
Okay.
And then we lighten things up with Late Nights, track four.
That's actually not going to be able to get played at the start of games. That's explicit.
Okay, that would have a little E logo next to it. Yeah.
Track five is the QWERTY.
Sorry, wait. Sorry. I didn't hear that. But can I just ask one question? Is Late Nights about late night football or late
nights
out?
No, it's about you. Late nights.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about what you're up to late at night and who with.
Okay.
And track five is the QWERTY Friends Willies Poppy Tune.
Yeah, I like that one. That one. What was that last bit?
Poppy Tune.
Oh, okay. I really thought you said something else. Right. Yeah, carry on.
What? What did you think I said?
No, nothing.
Go on.
No, nothing.
We'll bleep it.
No. What's a poppy tune? Oh, like. Okay. Sorry. I thought.
Not the flower.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of the flower. Carry on. You mean like poppy as in bump, bump, bump. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Carry on.
Extremely idiotic.
Yeah, that's fine. Next one.
Six is the moving love song, Let Go of Hurt.
Mm-hmm. No.
And John, you know what that's going to be about, and that's going to actually really hit home.
Just a bit.
That's going to really fucking really hit you hard.
Actually, that's not fair.
Very Sam Fender.
There's going to be no names mentioned, but you'll know.
I don't care. No, you're not doing
there'll
that.
There'll be loads of
you and all your friends.
Why? To signify.
Why?
Sorry, what was that one called? What was that one called?
Let Go of Hurt. Hurt.
Not her, hurt.
Well,
the track seven is like, again, a sort of QWERTY rap. Radio Devon, baby.
Are they not all QWERTY rap? I'd say QWERTY crap.
The boardroom's wild, Doc.
Boardroom's dark. Let Go of Hurt is going to be real. That's yeah, Sam Fender, Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold me while you wait. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, come on. Let's go. Next one.
Well, there's seven.
Oh, there's seven. That's okay. So it's more of an EP, not an album.
It's going to be another eight, or it's probably a double album.
You're not going to... When are you going to get round to doing these?
Well, I've just done one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Genuinely took me 20 minutes.
Same here.
Wait, so was David on that? I didn't hit, what were you, did you do the instruments?
The bass line.
We're like who wrote all of Elton John's songs? I do the words, David does the music.
Elton John and Bernie Taupin? Have I gone mad?
I don't know, but he doesn't get the credit, does he?
No.
That he deserves. And neither will you.
Don't want it. You're on your own, fella.
When I'm on stage in the Heritage Lounge, you'll be thinking, why
I'll be here zooming in, having a little nose.
Not even there.
So when we do our live pod, is the idea for Alfie to come down as well and then perform this after we do our live pod?
Do you honestly think Alfie's going to perform this live?
Why not? No one has to know about it.
In front of all the suits.
Oh, if the suits are there, I promise you I will do it. Because that will be so embarrassing for you, John.
God, oh, it'll be amazing, that. Film it. Get Scott to film it properly. Get three or four cameras on it.
So what? So are these literally just for mess around purposes?
No.
So what's the idea with them then? Because if you're not going to perform them live, and if
to make millions,
you just said you're not releasing them.
Did we?
You said last episode. You said under like what? I'm pretty sure.
I'm not released. No, I said you can't sing it on one of my songs. Is what I said.
Please don't. Just don't. Okay. You know what? Oh, we'll talk about this after the pod. Okay. We'll talk about it off pod.
What?
Why?
What?
you're saying please. Be careful with the lyrics of Let Go of Hurt.
No. Why is this funny to you guys?
Are you saying this is my life? Don't meddle in my life.
The guy from Wolf of Wall Street had full control over the film. Let me have control over some of the songs.
Yeah, you can have, if you're not happy with anything going out.
Well, you just made a song then without any of my consent or permission.
Yeah, we'll play them on the pod and then you can filter.
Is there anything that made you think, oh,
no,
not sure.
No, that one was fine, actually. But there's a few, like the boardroom one. That one could get a bit touchy. And
why? I'm just going to say they're all a bunch of pompous suits that don't let the riffraff in. It's going to be an anti-demand song. Anti-establishment song. Bit of a protest song.
That's what have I gotten myself into? How am I here? How am I? How is this where my life has gone? Two-one win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing much more to say, really. Could sort of cut it there if you want, guys.
I want to get. Do you know what I want? I want Red Square Choir to call this pod up, and I just want to hear what he thinks now. I want Gary Outers to call up and see what they think now.
Can I just say something before we go in? If somebody does come in with a negative attitude, let's have a little bit of support from my two friends, yeah?
I did support you.
Once, then you've not spoke a word on the phone in since. And all you did was go, yeah, I think you did say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so help me out a bit.
All right, I'll say it again.
Oh, no, don't have to if you don't want it. Right?
No, I was going to say I'm not scared. I am scared. But if I need to chime in, I'll chime in, all right?
Yeah, but you won't. I know you won't.
No, I will.
I won't.
Yeah, no, you are terrified.
Not terrified, just got nothing to say.
How bad would it have to get for me to go, hey, fucking leave him alone? I wonder what they'd have to say.
You're both.
Maybe if you started
spineless.
Crying. If you started crying, yeah, we are.
And I don't want to be the guy putting people in their place, or getting walked all over, or whatever it might be. But if you two are silent, it'd be a pretty shit pod if someone was just speaking to us three, and we're there like, "Hello." But there's no one's checking XWeb at 7:53 at night.
You are joking.
Surely.
Oh my god. People post at like 12:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that'll be on a match day, surely, not in the middle of the week.
No.
God.
They're talking about potential loans in the summer at 12:45 in the morning. They are.
That's mental.
I mean, to be fair, I'm looking.
Oh, that, like, I usually check every day.
You're not up at 12:45 in the morning.
No, I'm not. But I have a look through posts. I go, bloody hell, he posted that at midnight.
David, at what time of the night would it get to where you'd be like, shit, I'm up late here? What time would it have to hit?
10:30, I start worrying.
I sometimes haven't even, like, showered and ate for a night out at 10:30.
Well, you know, I was like that back in the 90s. So.
Yeah, back in the day. Cool. Mm.
Don't do that.
I start worrying at 11. I'm like, it's getting flipping close to midnight now, and I want to be up early.
Yeah.
What do you want to be up early for, though?
Getting things done, being productive,
living,
having a routine.
Yeah, having a routine.
See, a routine is the scariest thing for me. I hate it.
Healthy routine. Healthy routine's good. Keeps you sane, John.
Yeah, probably why I'm insane.
You're not insane.
Yeah, nice. Born away.
You're not insane, son.
Right, who's in the waiting room? Read some names out.
Okay, well, I'm letting someone in. Let's rush through them.
Okay.
3 minute call. 3 minute call.
3 minute call. Cool. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
How are you?
Back again.
I can't get enough. Every time you put out the link, I'm straight on there.
Good lad.
I've just got back from the Villa game. I've just been to the Villa game.
Disappointing.
It was our own fault, to be honest. We just didn't shoot. That'll do it. Exeter's out flying at the minute. Doing well. The Peterborough game, I think you were 2-0 goals, but you take a win where you take a win, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Be silly not to, really.
Would be very silly if Gary Caldwell just come out and went, no, thank you, I won't take the 3 points. Those were 2-0 goals. I don't want the points. I don't think you'll get playoffs, but you'll be very comfortable this season.
The fact you're even saying that is so sexy.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not out of the question.
No, it is out of the question.
I don't think it's out of the question, because if you look at teams like Cov last season, and when Nottingham got promoted, you know, they were bottom in December and a bit scared, and then all of a sudden they were up there. They got playoff finals, and one of them went up, the others didn't. Cov didn't go up, but you know, they did it in the Championship, and it's not that much. Well, it is a very different league, but. You know, it's doable, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely it is.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely doable. And I think you've done well in January. I think everyone expected a little bit of a better January, but I think it's been a good January for you.
Yeah. I think we need to... I think in the next 7 or 8 games, we need to win 6 of them, draw 1, lose 1, and then again... Easy. Next 7 games, 7 or 8 games, win 6. And I'll tell you why before you shake your head.
What? I didn't shake my head.
No, sorry.
Well, obviously you do it, John. You've not got your camera on.
I can put my camera on if you like.
That's up to you.
Go on, I'll put my camera on for a bit. Have a look.
There. He's going to fucking go crazy that you've done that.
I said,
tell me what.
3 minutes to call.
That wasn't about. explain your logic behind the six wins, one loss, one draw.
I look back at last season, how many points you needed to get in the playoffs. I looked back at the season before, I looked back at the season before, and the season before.
Oh, he's done his research.
Did you actually look back four seasons?
It's mad, isn't it? I was like, yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's that's mad.
It's not that mad. That's actually quite basic research.
It's not basic research, you snob.
You go, or you literally...
four seasons.
It's four searches where you go, 2020, 21, League One campaign, bang, you go to seventh, you go, how many points did they get? Right, write that down. Then just move forward another season, go to the same position, how many points did they get? Write that down. Stop, it takes about 11
seconds.
And then
one more time.
Yeah, it's 40, so it takes 40 seconds to do.
Right, so I was just having a look. Oh, how many points did you need to get into the playoffs? About 77 points would get you in. Most seasons. Three out of the four seasons. So I went back to look at League One now.
Yeah, there's one season where Plymouth missed out and they had like 80-odd points.
Yeah, that's what I said. One season didn't work.
Okay, all right.
So I went back to this season, worked out how many points we needed. 39 to 37.
Thank you.
Okay. No, exactly. You know what? What do you want me to say? That was excellent research, David. Well done.
Yeah.
I just want to crack on to let everyone have a
yeah,
go.
Yeah, get someone else in. Yeah. Next. David reckons six wins. Oh, this guy's back. LB.
Six wins, a draw.
Stop letting this guy in. He can't connect his audio.
John, be bloody polite.
But you said you want it to be quick and you keep letting in the same guy.
I said quick, not rude. Oh, poor LB.
Yeah, you know. Oh, we got to play it, haven't we? Jesus.
Let go of the...
Let's play it.
No, that's going to bring him down again.
Wow.
When something's wrong, let's play this type of song. John, what's wrong? Why you looking so glad? You got the term that your house and you live with your chum. You can tell them all apart by the wheelies and bumps.
Oh, you know what's coming.
You're definitely going to be playing this in the high end, die.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I can't get my voice.
Oh, dear.
John, if you get a nice lady back to your uni room, can you play it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not playing.
Imagine how weird that would be.
I'm not making a song about myself.
Do you mind if I play some music?
What's going on here? Everything's right. Hello, Nathan. Can you hear us? Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Hello.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
how's
you?
How's it going?
Nah, not so bad.
Where are you calling from?
Bad. Huddersfield.
Wow.
Ooh, lovely.
Okay. Yeah. I ran in because you wrote about Kyle Ludlin.
Yeah.
Good.
From
is he good?
No, shit.
Is he?
Yeah,
no,
he's not.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No chance.
He's a pro.
No
he's
chance.
A donkey.
No, I'm not
having
it.
What's, is,
yeah,
it
honestly,
good? Is it at least good in the air or not?
No.
Bad in the air. It's 6'9".
6'9" is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he's
what's he look like when you're watching? Is he noticeable?
No, not really. Well, you can see him from a mile away, but he's just gangly.
Like a big traffic cone.
Is he really not that good?
Yeah, honestly, yeah, he's not right good. But you can have him. Thank you. Want.
I've heard he's a handful.
Thank you very much.
He can't find the net. He can't find the back of it in particular.
No. He can't. No.
How long have you been at yours for?
About a year and a half.
You sound exhausted with him.
Yeah, you sound like you've already gone.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we do need a striker as well, but all strikers we've got a shite. So.
Sorry for being dumb, but are you in the championship?
Yeah.
So he's got to be good then.
Well,
he came from non-league though.
Yeah, he came from Solihull.
Yeah, Solihull Moors. Yeah.
I bet he was amazing. Yeah. He must have been amazing in non-league. Just lump the ball into the box to him, nod it in.
Yeah, Solihull Moors, he scored 13 in 58.
That's not that great.
He must have held the ball up nicely.
That was really bang average, actually. How has he got a move?
Well, he's going to Exeter, John, so don't be too, you know.
He's at Burton.
On loan.
Yeah. He's at League One now, isn't he? On loan. Yeah.
I think he could do a lot worse. Get him in the box, last 10.
I bet he's good, deep down.
Yeah.
He'll score against us now.
How did Exeter do it weekend? Did you win 2-0?
2-1 against Wigan.
2-1. Oh, yeah. It's Paetas.
Well, thank you very much, Nathan, for your Carl Hudlin fact.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right, we might have you on.
Yeah, if you've got any other players you want to call up about, let us know.
Well, it's got to be him listening to that some bloke just coming on going, wasn't even angry, was he? He's just tired. No.
If I was 6'9", though, I don't think I'd really care about anything.
Oh, no, you'd do so well on a night out, you wouldn't need to worry about anything else in life.
It's not, why is it all about a night out? That's not the be all and end.
I thought that guy was going to be serious.
Which, if I'm not much mistaken, is track 4 on the album. Late nights.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, late nights, late mornings.
Mm. All right, gents, how's it going?
Good. Hey, we've not had you on before, have we?
No, I'm new. I saw the link on my Twitter and I thought, you know, I've got to join, got to talk about how Exeter are doing. I've been trying to get on for a while and I listen to the podcast a lot. And it's nice to be here.
Thank you. Thanks. Where are you calling from?
I'm in New York. So
what?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Permanently or just there at the moment?
I've been here for about 2.5 years, 2.5, 3 years, something like that. So wow. I'm a Preston fan, but I love the podcast. So Exeter are kind of they're my second team at the minute. I've got them on my FOTMOB app.
That brings such a big smile to my face.
Yeah, what? I've got Preston and then I've got FOTMOB? Exeter. And when Preston beat Ipswich last week.
It's okay.
And when the final whistle went, I went and found a stream to watch the rest of the Exeter game.
Yeah. So,
yeah, definitely my second
That's
team.
Quality. That's quality.
Oh, right. Mission accomplished.
What is FOTMOB? Sorry.
It's just another football app.
Yeah, it's like One Football. I think it's just Football Mobile. It's just abbreviated FOTMOB. But yeah.
So what have you made of Exeter City's turn in form then, James?
Gary outstanding, right?
Yeah, that is the correct answer.
Yeah, I keep seeing all of the tweets and the retweets of Exeter fans who are kind of turning, who were, you know, they wanted Gary out for so long, and now they're actually, it's humble. I like the humility of a lot of fans who are like, actually, no, he's doing a good job now, you know.
Yeah.
I like the ones that aren't doing that.
Yeah, the ones that they'll die on their sword, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, well, I mean, you've got to have the mix, because you've got to have that little banter between the fans, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't realise, though. I didn't really realise before this, that we're following Exeter, that fans sort of argue with one another. Get annoyed at me.
They supported Man United. That's one of the worst ones for that.
Yeah, but
He didn't really support them, though, did he? Just sort of there.
Ooh.
I've never understood the fickleness of, like, United fans and Arsenal fans that, like, they've had it so good for so long. They've won so many trophies, but... Like sometimes you get Arsenal fans, they'll win the FA Cup and it's not enough. It's like, what else do you want? You're top six for the last 30, 40 years and it's not enough. Like I'm a Preston fan and we've been pretty much in the Championship for probably the last 20 years. I think 24.
Oh my God.
24 out of the last 30 years or 15, 16 out of the last 20, something like that.
Have you ever been close to coming up?
Yeah, a couple of playoff finals. We lost to Bolton in 2001 and then we lost to West Ham in 2005 or 2006.
That's 20 years ago, though.
Yeah, well, we've been up until I think it was 2014 we went up, 2015, from League One back into the Championship. We were the most unsuccessful playoff team. It was like 10 playoff campaigns, never won. Like, I think it was 10 playoff campaigns, 3 finals, and we'd never gone up. And I'd been to most of those games, and it was the most depressing. Like, I remember we went to Gillingham. We went to Gillingham in the playoff semi-final. It was the year when Gillingham played Man City. They beat us in the semi-final. And I think it was like 14, 15. I lost my ticket on the way down. And then somebody found my wallet. I had this crappy Velcro wallet, and I was crying. I was like 14, 15, all the way down to Gillingham from Preston. Lost my ticket, and then we lost 1-0. And it was just the most miserable night. So there's a lot of those. So I'm glad that we've at least won one playoff campaign. But David, you talk about you'd love to be just in the championship for 20 years. Like, it does get boring. We are punching up our weight, and we're 2 points off the playoffs. So our fans still complain. We've got like the third lowest budget in the division. We've got a billionaire owner, but they just pay the tax bill every year, and it's like 12 million. So if they're not there, we're 12 million in the hole every year. And we should be happy with that. We should be happy with where we are, but football fans are fickle. They want the next step. And, you know, I love Preston North End, but I don't think I'll ever see us in the Premier League. If you'd asked me that 20 years ago, I'd be like, yeah, we'll be there. It'll be no problem. But now it's like, maybe not.
So when you start a season, do you think that you've got no hope?
No, there's always hope. And this year, I actually think we've got the best squad we've had in a long time. And Ryan Lowe is finally getting, he finally knows his starting 11, I think. It took a long time for it to get it. And we started really well. Us and Ipswich were top two going into, I think, the October international break. And then we just went into a relegation form. We won maybe 3-17 or something like that. And people are calling for his head, but we're still 2 points or 3 points off the playoffs because everybody's beating everybody.
Yeah.
Now it's, you know, mid-February, we're 2 points off the playoffs and we're starting to win games. We're starting to play well. We did get lucky last week against Ipswich. Like, first half was great, but if Leif Davis's free kick goes in,
oh mate,
if that goes in, you win. You're gonna, I feel like we would have lost.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you unreal. You unreal first half.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's so good. Yeah.
Are you watching them, Alfie, Ipswich at the moment?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Try to as much.
Was it yesterday? Was it a last minute equaliser?
Yeah. Mari Hutchinson. Yeah. Yeah. We're not quite doing the business at the minute, but I'm still happy.
There's still, what is it, a 15-point gap or something like that from fourth to fifth?
Yeah, so
entrenched in the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll get playoffs, and I think that's a good achievement for first season back.
But, yeah,
I never checked. There's a lot of fans that got on the HMS Piss the League sort of hype, but in public I've been a bit like that, but privately I've always been like, if we finish eighth or above, I'll think that's a pretty good season first back. But yeah.
You can't down those Premier League teams that come down, can you? Like, Southampton,
I know,
poorly, but when they kick on, they're going to kick on.
Oh, it's insane.
Leeds.
Yeah, Leeds front three are absolutely insane.
Who are their front three?
Fabrizio Somerville, Jorginho Rita. Yeah.
Willy Nonto,
Patrick Bamford. It's a pretty insane front three for the championship, to be fair.
It's like tens of millions of pounds worth of player.
I mean, well, Jorginho Ruta was 35 mil on his own.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's insane.
Yeah, pretty good player. Pretty good footballer.
Yeah.
But how was that last 20 minutes yesterday when Wigan pulled one back? Was that a nervy time for you guys?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, pretty. It's. I always describe when you're like, you're a goal down with 15 to go, or like any amount of time to, or sorry, a goal up with any amount of time to go. I tend to find myself going into one of those states that I don't move. Like, I don't want to move because I don't want to make anything worse. So I just feel like it's like when you're ill, you just sit there and don't move until you feel better. And that's what I do. Just don't move, don't chant, don't do anything. Look down, look anywhere but the pitch. But yeah, it was painful yesterday. Really painful. Mm. Probably worse than Barnsley. At Barnsley, it felt like, oh, we are definitely going to concede. Whereas at Wigan, I thought, we've got a real chance of getting some a decent 3 points here. And it was not nice. But yeah.
And they're 14th in the minute, or something like 3 points off or 2 points off 11th, like nicely in mid-table.
Lovely.
Yeah, lovely place to be. Heavenly. David,
do you think you're going to get that playoff push? Like 3-4 wins on the bounce?
Oh, it could be.
Well, I've done all the maths.
Yeah. Yeah, he's done all the maths, and football always works on maths.
Sarcastic.
Yeah, really sarcastic. I would guess.
Sip your little apple juice, little boy.
Right, no need to be patronised.
I think we've got to win 14 of the next 16.
It's doable.
Has anyone ever gone on a run like that?
Yes, probably.
Aside from City?
Yeah.
I think Portsmouth did it years ago when they went up from the Championship. Like, they won something ridiculous, like 15 on the bounce, but and then they won the Championship. That, but I'm talking like 20 years ago.
I think winning 15 or 14 on the bounce is unheard of. I think going unbeaten for 14 or like you'll drop points like here and there.
Well, I said we can draw two. I think we can draw two, maybe lose two.
Oof, that's all right. That makes it easier.
There's always one team in every division that just kind of the dark horse that comes up, they win 6, 7, 8 on the bounce at the end of the season.
I'm always the best team to be in the playoffs. You always want to be the team that gets in on the last day because it means you're probably in like unbelievable form.
It's I can't see how you finish. Like, I want us to be the same thing. I want us to be that team. For years, Preston were always kind of flirting with 6th, 7th, and then April, May would just drop off like every year. You get that hope all season, and then you lose 4, 3, 4, 5 on the bounce, and then we drop out, and it's just like, fuck it, it's another year. Mm. A few more months, and, you know, hopefully you sign some players. But I'm hoping that at least for us, we'll kick on at the end of the season. We're starting well, and now Exeter are kicking on, and that's all you need, just a bit of form, and it pushes you up the table. And then you start to believe, and then those haters stop hating, and they start believing again, and then you feel it around.
Belief.
James, I just had one of my Island Drury moments where I could see into the future. Preston again is going to get into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They're going to make the finals and they're going to lose.
Okay. Again. I'll take that though. I'll take it. I'll take the disappointment.
A lovely time. A lovely spring.
It's the hope that kills you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so bad. I hate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much, James.
Yeah, cheers, thanks, mate. Guys.
Cheers, mate.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Needs to come back on.
I wonder what he's doing with himself.
I don't know. It could have really affected the old episode.
That's really good. Yeah.
What's that?
Listen back to the old smugness, with a smug tone.
No, I can't listen to myself back. I can't.
Well, we can fast forward your bits.
That's a lot of the pod on that pod.
Abdul.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Do you know what I did there? I didn't take my eye off, put back in the waiting room button. And it was just in my peripheral vision.
Mm.
And I totally zoned it. I mean, I could see that it had a 15-inch cock, but I totally...
You had time to measure it then.
The worst... That is not
very well groomed. Very well groomed.
You can't put it in chats like that and then go, oh, bloody hell, when somebody joins.
Another massive cock.
Don't put it in chats like that.
Yes, you do. Yes, you. I've literally got video evidence of you going, I'm going to put this in some sex chats.
No, I haven't done it. I haven't done it tonight.
I tell you, it took you a little while to boot him out.
That's because I couldn't find the button.
Yeah. That old chestnut.
It was only an old chestnut.
Hi, Tam. I think you're on mute.
Sorry. He's about 38, that guy.
Hi, Tam.
I can't believe it. Yeah, it's Tom. Sorry. I've got it. It's Tom. Don't worry. Oh, I'm not going to explain why I'm called Tam, but it's Tom. God, okay, I can't believe I'm on.
Hey,
John. I'm the weirdo on Twitter that plays Where's Wally in the crowd. I put it on today.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. No, that's not weird. I quite like that. We should do that every week if I'm at a game.
What? What happens?
So, Tom searches for me in the PPA photos and then circles me.
No way.
That's weird.
That is weird.
No, that's not weird.
That is weird, John.
Given the last caller that just joined, that is not weird.
No. Right, I'll look forward to listening to that last caller.
That wasn't weird. No, it's just a guy just exercising.
Swinging his knob about and it was smacking him in the face, pretty much.
Yeah.
Can I just say, right, I know, David, I'm a massive, massive fan of yours. I've loved you forever. I can't believe I'm talking to you. So, man, you're just amazing. I love it. I love how you're self-deprecating you are. And I'm like, why did you do that? Because it's so brilliant. And then I realised I wouldn't like you if you if you were cocky. So I just love you, man. And I've been listening to your music to your fear recently.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm a Derby fan.
Oh.
Oh, so big game on Tuesday.
John's just done their pod.
Yeah, John, what was that pod, John?
Yeah.
I just did an interview for Ramscast. I don't know if you've heard
of it.
Why'd
they ask you?
Oh, I've done it for quite a few... Well, since the start of this pod, I've done it.
Didn't think of asking me or David?
I think they're more of a... do not take this of any offence.
Well, I will.
Serious, like, sports show.
Brilliant. I'll go on next week.
They're not very popular. I've not heard of them.
Oh, okay.
I know Rams talk.
That might be that.
Oh, that's disrespectful, John. Can't even get the bloody name.
Oh,
right?
Sorry. I don't know. I just got asked to do it. I don't
Rams
take...
talk. I've never been asked to do that.
What, they think they think we're laughable, and if we went...
I don't know what they think, but they haven't asked you to do it, have they? Okay,
But you're assuming it's because they think me and David don't know our onions.
Well, you don't really.
Right. Get me on
David,
there and I'll show you my fucking onions.
David still thinks we can get into the playoffs.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I just hope.
I've done the maths.
Yeah, I've done with this. We can potentially. We're with you in a six, then, Tim. I said we can potentially, and I'm going to keep do it in bits, one game at a time.
Yeah, I
you know what? One half at a time. One half at a
time. I think that's too small.
Yeah, I think that is too small.
I think one game at a time is actually okay. 10 minutes at a time.
Tom, what do you think about the game on Tuesday, then? What do you think is going to be the result?
Well, I think after Tuesday's game, you'll be 3 points closer to the playoffs.
Really?
There we go.
Yeah, I mean, the table looks good for Derby, but when Exeter came up, we were decent that day, but it was one of the best performances. So I'm season ticket holder there. And, the football is pretty dire and predictable. Wow. And I know Caldwell will be all over it. Every single time, out to the wing, run down the wing, cross the ball in, never through the middle. It's predictable. And if Mendes Lang isn't having a good game, we're not having a good game. I'm going to call it now. I'm going to say 2-1 Exeter.
See, I said 2-1 Derby, but I agree. Mendes Lang is the best player in this division. The only problem is he has to be up for it. From what I saw him play against us, and he was probably the best player I've ever seen play in League One. Like, actually unbelievable. We could not deal with him. And then I watched him play against Burton at the start of the season, and I don't remember him. I couldn't even tell you if he played.
Is he the big guy?
Yeah, the one who walks a bit like a ward rope. Yeah.
He's got no neck and he's got a massive wang.
Did he just ring up?
Yeah. 30,000 people sing the song every single week.
What?
I can't sing the song, surely.
But I think you can.
Okay. I'll go for it. I'm no Alfie Indra.
I'm really
His name's Nathaniel. Nathaniel Mendes Lang. Oh, shit, I missed a bit.
That's all right. Sorry.
He went to Cardiff and took him to the Prem. He came to Derby to do the same again. He's got no neck, but he's got a massive wang. His name's Nathaniel. Nathaniel Mendes Lang. All together.
No, that was very good, Tom. That was amazing.
I wonder how he feels. I wonder how it feels to have thousands go, he's got a massive wang.
He's commented.
What did he say?
He loves it. He says it's his favourite song out of all the Derby chants, and he can't tell his kids what it really means.
I think I'd love that to be my chant.
Yeah. Well, wait for the album.
But yeah, you guys are going to take it on Tuesday. Watch this space. We've been playing Mendes Lang up front with James Collins, and it's just not his best position. He's best down the wing. Backing defenders up because, well, you know, John, he'll step over once, twice, three times, four, five, six, and then he just goes past everyone on the wing, but not quite the same when he's up front with Collins in a two. Mm. So we'll see. I reckon, honestly, I think you guys are going to take it.
You know what? So do I.
I don't think that's going to happen, but, you know, it's just my opinion.
So we're on a really good run of form, and you think we're going to lose?
No, I didn't. No, I think a draw. Okay. 1-1.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and call up again.
Yeah, please call up again.
Yeah, call up again.
I'd love to. Thanks for bringing me on. I can't believe I got on. It's brilliant.
Oh,
I love you all. I really do. I'm a massive fanboy. So, yeah, a bit cringy, but I love you all, man.
Not at all. Thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate.
Have a lovely evening.
It is too much to ask, because we don't. Why we shouldn't be actively looking for knobheads?
I think we might.
If this is another wang, that's the end of the episode.
Be careful.
Right, I'm looking through my hands.
Yeah, just slightly zone out.
I can't keep seeing these big cocks. It's not good for me.
Demoralising.
It really is.
Schroeder, can you hear us, Schroeder?
Just loading up the video.
Schroeder. Please, please, please be a real person.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, Schroeder.
Oh, everyone's... There's loads of people in here now. How's it going, Schroeder?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Germany.
Ooh. Okay. No, you're not. You're called Peter Wallace from Exeter.
Oh, no, I have to go to the toilet. Wait. Yeah. Wait.
Sorry? God's sake.
Sorry, Smoke Boy.
Hello.
Hey.
How's it going?
How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, really good.
What are you up to?
Just being smug.
As always.
Oh, I see. Being smug.
Any particular reason for being smug?
Just trust the experts.
Yeah.
Trust the experts.
Yeah. And the experts are?
Mr. Gary Caldwell.
And stuff. Mainly us. Kind,
he does it as a profession.
Yeah.
I talk about him being an expert as my profession. So kind of same thing.
You deserve some credit. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely a little bit.
Yeah, and me and David as well.
Yeah,
there's been some hilarious phone-ins. Like thinking back, and like the ones over Christmas, I wanted to join, but I was like traveling up and down different places, but just. Why, I don't know why no one would trust them that they were going to have they had a plan and they were going to get some players in January. And just why not trust the people who are professionals at it? It's just amazing. Anyway, yeah. Also, Captain
Cole. You're going to be loathed.
Yeah.
yeah, who cares? Captain Cole, Captain Rhys Cole.
He's great, isn't he?
Literally the best looking bloke in the. And also, something that David said a couple of pods ago, just some, you didn't say this about Rhys Cole, but he is just some dickhead from the National League.
Ooh,
Rhys Cole is.
Correct.
Be careful.
And you were. You said it.
Your words.
God, no one's safe from this guy, from Smug Boy.
No, but this is what Smug Boy is referring to, the fact that there are so many gems in the National League. And
are they really?
Leagues below. There's so many.
So the new guy, Ali, is it?
Milli Vanilli.
Milli
Vanilli,
isn't it? Yeah.
What they call
Milli Vanilli.
Yeah. yeah. I can't wait to see him.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. Happy John.
Yeah, there's a song out about me. Well, there's a song
made about me.
You know what?
That'll be in the club. That'll be in that whatever
let's,
that Fallowfield
you know what? Let's
club
end,
is.
Let's
yeah,
end
there's
the
a song
pod.
Out about me this week.
Let's end the pod with the song.
You can't hear it though, really.
Yeah, it's really hard to hear.
Happy John. When something's wrong, just play this happy song.
John, what's wrong? Why you looking so glum? You got the Belgium house and you live with your chums. You can tell them all apart by the wheelies and bumps.
But I'll see you singing to a bunch of random women, but the only time you're grinning is when Exeter will win. Come on, John, just sing this happy song.
You're all right with this, Smug Boy. Feel free to leave the call.
Please stay. When something's wrong, I beg you.
Just play this happy song. You'll be hot,
Happy John.
Very Uncle Lumper vibes. All right. Fucking hell, mate. It's a bit personal.
Hang on. What's...
By day, summer rising on a radio Devon. By night, woman has
He's
taken
literally left.
He's
literally walked away.
Hey! There we go.
Look at us.
Look at that. Oh, I've taken a little screen grab.
Yeah, get that in your thumbnail and smoke.
What is it with you and get that in your something and smoke it? No one's picked up on that, but you keep saying
I've picked up on it, but I haven't yet commented.
Yeah, why haven't we commented? Why haven't we commented on that?
I'm so glad you have.
And often it just doesn't work because no one's
exactly. That's why it's funny.
But yeah. Who are you aiming that to?
Everybody. Stick that in your pipe. Everybody's got negative vibes.
Yeah,
put that in your negative pipe and smoke it.
I've almost been negative.
Another thing that just like I've been on this before and just said about how unique Exeter City are as like a football club to support. I think like next week you can go to the fans forum and what's his name? Is it Milinic Ali?
Yeah,
Milinic. Like he's going to be there with Gary Caldwell. Yeah, and like Ben Purrington, the guy, is it?
Yeah.
The guy that got injured. Like you can just literally go and tell them what you think. I mean, that would be really interesting to see what...
The thing is, the people that have won't go.
No, they won't go. No, of course they won't go.
They don't go. They don't call up this pod.
You're just better enjoying it. Just enjoy it.
Just let's not beat around the bush, though. We're not completely and utterly safe. We've picked up. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No, we are safe. We're completely safe.
If the people in the relegation zone win their games in hand,
there's no point saying that. I'll be gutted.
We are so safe.
Playoffs.
And that's as ludicrous as me saying we're going to get in the playoffs. Did you just say that?
No, because if the teams in the relegation zone win their games in hand, we're back in the relegation zone. They've got 9 points to catch us up on.
Yeah, they won't, will they?
Happy John. All right, thank you all for listening. This is my new football club podcast.
Thank you, Smug Boy.
Cheers, Smug Boy.
Thanks, Smug Boy.
Cheers, guys. Enjoy.
See you soon.
See ya.
Bye. Oh, that's it. I mean, there's a guy called Mike Oxmoor.
No, we can't.
I'll go on.
No, we
can't. Just in case.
Give him 10 seconds.
Yes. We need a small one to even it out.
Here we go.
Hello, Mike.
Evening, chaps.
Hello, Mike.
Evening, sir.
This is not what I expected from Mike Oxmoor.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good? Yeah. Yeah, so I've not actually seen the game much, so I haven't got any comments on that. What I have got comments about was that I was stood behind Alfie and John at Cambridge a while ago, which was, anyway, yeah, to be honest, I thought it'd be funny if I put Mike Oxmoor as my gate.
Say it. That's a lovely reason.
That's brilliant. Yeah. That's actually the best reason of the day to phone up.
Why not?
Fucking hell, I wasn't expecting this.
Excellent stuff.
Oh, so you basically wanted to do that name and call up and call it a day.
Yeah, pretty much. Have a great evening, chaps.
Yeah, Jim.
Oh, you too, Mike.
Cheers, Mike.
So we're having an American themed night. Yeah. Who
doesn't
watch
the Super Bowl? Yeah, that finishes at 4 a.m.
No. The program kicks off at 11:30.
When's it finish though?
I don't know. Who cares?
3 a.m.
Usher is the halftime singer.
Not asked.
Not asked. All right. Okay. Kind of a bigger artist than you.
Well, Usher, yeah, I'm not going to argue with
hell,
that.
Fucking hell, John.
Yeah. Well, he can't give me the attitude about...
Why are you so protective over Usher?
No
one gives
said,
a shit, John?
No one said you had to be arsed, did they? I just said I'm watching it. Just because you're not interested doesn't mean I can't be interested.
Please always wear these glasses.
I've got to go and buy marshmallows and ice cream for our milkshake.
Oh, now it's cool.
Okay. I think you've got to wear these glasses. On Radio Devon.
Oh my God!
Always
please.
Wear those.
And we're going to John now at the touchline, and then you're just wearing that. Please, John.
Right.
Enjoy.
Cheers,
Usher.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, he's trying to end the pod now.